Hello.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Yep. May I speak with Evan Bowden?
Yes, speaking.
Mr. Evan, my name is Joe, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything at all. I'm just running a short survey. Could you be so kind and share your opinion with us about issues facing your community and the nation? Now, I'll be as brief as possible. Okay, thank you. Now, Mr. Evan, I hope you're having a great evening. Now,
is it related to Arizona?
It's about the whole nation,
Okay, because I don't live in Arizona anymore. Okay, perfect.
Okay. Yep. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50 chance?
Definitely vote.
Okay. Mr. Evan, since you sound very young, I got to make sure that you are 18 or older. What is your age?
I'm 27.
Okay. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I am Caucasian.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Oh, I always vote, so I'm not, like, motivated, but I just do it, yeah.
From 0 to 10, what number would you use? 0, not at all motivated, 10, extremely motivated. Which one would you use?
I'm always 10.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
I register as an independent.
Independent, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
With the current or the...
The way the country is headed in right now, the direction.
Oh, say the categories again.
Very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
I would say dissatisfied.
Okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Please pick two. Inflation and the economy, healthcare costs, protecting our democracy and freedoms, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence, improving K through 12 public school education, immigration and border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, gun regulation and reform, climate change, and environmental issues. Can you pick two?
Just two?
Yes. I know. Go ahead.
Inflation and then gun regulation.
Gun regulation. Okay, thank you. Moving forward, so I can bet you about your day. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Way worse.
Okay. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Well, if you're on social media, worse, but I think in general, maybe the same.
Okay. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
Yeah. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm white, so not often.
Okay. Now, how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Okay. How concerned are you about rights for freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate please, your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. Now, Mr. Evans, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't have particularly neither warm nor cold.
Neutral, yep.
Okay, Donald Trump.
I'd say like a 30.
30. What about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
45.
45. Now, Mr. M, if you've never heard of such person or organization, please say so, okay? Kamala Harris.
Is she even, like, a person? I don't know. 10.
Okay, so have you heard of her?
Yeah, I've heard of her. What does she do? 10.
Okay. Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift? Yeah, legend. 70.
70. What about the Democratic Party?
50.
What about Ron DeSantis?
Ron?
Yes.
30.
30. Joe Biden?
20.
And the NAACP?
As in what?
The organization itself.
Okay, as in like what they're doing or what they stand for?
The question says here just to rate your feelings towards some people or organizations.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, I love them. 90.
90? Okay, thank you, sir. Moving forward. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West if it were between them?
I'm not answering that one either.
Okay.
I don't know yet.
Okay, perfect. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
I'll pick right in the middle.
Not so worried.
No, I would say neither. Neither of those options.
Okay. Now, I'm moving forward. I'm going to read you some statements about different issues in America.
Well, if you want to write anything down, I think the social media makes it seem like it's a lot, where everything on social media is minorities. Minority opinions. I think that left or right is minority opinions. So in the middle, people just don't care and they're not worried as much as the left or right. It's just the extreme left or the extreme right. There's no down the middle opinions anymore that are expressed online. I'm pretty down the middle, so I just don't care about anything. I'm not worried about the right being extreme that I read or the left being extreme that I read. I just kind of say, they're both wrong, and most people are just down the middle.
Okay. Thank you.
There's lunatics on both sides.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some statement about definition in America. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
No.
So you agree or disagree with this?
That it's a problem?
Yes. Reverse discrimination.
It's only agree or disagree?
I know. This is strongly agree, somewhat agree. I'm sorry?
Somewhat agree.
What about gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
That it should be legally allowed?
Yes.
Strongly agree.
Okay, what about American democracy is under major threat now?
Somewhat agree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Somewhat agree.
America is on the path to another civil war.
Strongly disagree.
And your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Disagree.
Somewhat. Strongly or somewhat? Okay.
Somewhat.
Moving forward. Now, In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Do I agree that there should be more?
No. Do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you support or oppose to this?
Sure. I mean, that's a loaded question, so I'll just say somewhat agree because there's...
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. Not a great whole question, but okay.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement B. Some people say America's strength, it's diversity, that we are a nation designed by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights.
Yep, I get it. I get it. Okay. Yep, next one.
Other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting.
Okay, I get that. Yep. So you're saying just pick one?
Yeah. Statement B or statement A? The first one or the second one?
Well, there's just a lot going on in both. I guess this is a very weighted poll, I can see.
But you have
who's
this
poll on?
You have this options. A,
no.
B, or somewhat more, or both, or neither?
Somewhat more A.
Somewhat more A. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this is being undermined or under threat. A 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not think it is being under threat, okay? Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
You're saying what I think or what?
What you think.
So do I think that people should have the right to vote?
No, okay. I'm going to read you again. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today.
Gotcha. Sorry. Yep.
Please rate it from skill 0 to 10. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. Now, do you... 0 means...
I would say 4. 4.
4, okay. What about freedom to protest the police or government?
8.
What about police that treat everyone the same?
Well, what do you mean undermine? That's not a question. You're saying what is undermined?
That are not taken in consideration.
That doesn't follow that prompt. So
okay.
I'll skip that one.
Okay. Okay. What about a commitment to Christian ideals?
So you're saying that commitment to Christian ideals is being undermined?
That's what people are saying. What is your feeling? If you give me a 0?
Okay. 2.
2. What about equal economic opportunity for all?
I mean, within 4. 4.
3. What about equal... Okay, that was 3. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Okay. And immigration to this country
is being undermined. So 10 would be that they cannot come, or 0 would be that they cannot come?
10 would be strongly agree it is being threatened or undermined. 0.
Okay, yeah. Well, 8.
8. Okay. And the right to bear arms.
Okay, yeah. Well... It should be 8, but it's like a 3.
A 3, okay. Moving forward. Now, I'm at 90% finished, okay? Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Okay. From 0 to 10, tell me where you strongly agree with this.
10
statement.
Agree, yep. 5 neutral, 0, yep.
Okay. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
3.
Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
I don't know. We're trying to, college is getting cheaper and cheaper, and with loan forgiveness, I'll give it a 4.
4. Okay. Now, Mr. Evan, sometimes
and,
over the
and
course
affirmative
of,
action.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So I'm going to ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections from 0 to 10. 0, not at all motivated. 10, extremely motivated. Any number between 0 and 10?
It's still the same, 8.
8. And the last question, sir, just for statistical purposes, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's from college.
Great. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single. And do you have any children 18 years of age or longer?
No.
Younger? No? Okay. Nope. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate. Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal? Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
Zero.
Every week? 0? Never?
No.
Would you say never? Okay. How would you describe the area where you live in? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Interesting. I guess I live in Idaho, so everything's freaking suburban.
Idaho. Okay. If I'm not mistaken, I read a book, The Bridges of Madison County. That's in Idaho, correct?
Of Madison? I'm not sure. I just moved here, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
It's right above Nevada.
Okay, yeah. It was a fascinating book. So would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
I would say urban, suburban, rural. More suburban, because there's cities and stuff, but it's more all suburban.
Now, Mr. Evan, everything on here is, I have to read it verbatim. I do apologize. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? No. Okay, Mr. Evan, this concludes my survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You should add another question.
Like what? Tell me. I'll be glad to hear.
You should ask if there should be age limits for members of the government.
I would say
that's a 10 out of 10 agree.
Oh, okay. Yep. Thank you, Mr. Evan, for sharing that opinion with us. And
I know you don't have any say on the questions. I'm just saying.
No, I don't.
Hey.
Yeah. That's good. That's good, though.
Much better one.
Okay. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.
You as well. Thank you.